Welcome to Biz Talk, where we talk to entrepreneurs, business owners, and brands who are using TikTok for business. And together, we bring you the top tips, insights, and secrets to skyrocket your TikTok account. So buckle up and get ready to become the next Biz Talker. Here's your host, Kyle Kaplanis.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Biz Talk. It is your host, Kyle Kaplanis. We are always bringing fresh guests to give some insights and tell their story about where they are to help inspire people to get creative on TikTok. Today in the studio, I have Goody, who's known on TikTok as Your Boy Goody with 1.2 million followers. Join us on this journey to learn the uphill battle that Goody had. This was not an easy road for him. He struggled during the way, but he learned so many valuable lessons that he wants to share with you to help inspire you to be yourself and bring your passion to TikTok. That is what this episode is all about, is being authentic, trusting the process, and knowing that in the end, you will see the success that you've always imagined. I just wanted to say a big thank you to our audience who is listening weekly. If you have not already, please do me a huge favor. Go to this podcast, an Apple podcast under Biz Talk, and leave a review. Leaving a review over there will help me tremendously to be able to grow and bring the top insights to all of you. I was unfortunate as I was recording. I did not realize that the mic that I'm using right now was not hooked up correctly. The mic audio was actually coming from my headphones. So as you continue listening, my mic settings are not the best quality. If you're new here, this is not typical of our show. Usually we have top quality sound. So stick with it though. There's great insight and information to inspire you from Goody. I appreciate you guys sticking with me along this journey. And let's kick off this episode now. We met on Clubhouse, which is dope. We were in a room together and he captivated me with his positivity. Goody, welcome to the show.
Hey man, thank you so much for inviting me on your show. It's really an honor. I'm glad that I met you on Clubhouse. I'm just ready to kick it in and share my experience as a creative person and entrepreneur.
I'd love to know, before TikTok, what were you doing? How did you even come to jumping on TikTok?
I started on TikTok in August 2019. But beforehand, there's 5-6 years of history of me realizing that my biggest dream and biggest goal in life was to become a movie director. So I had to actually get to that point where it's like, what do I want to do with my life? What is the thing that I'm passionate about? And ever since I'm really young, I've been spending most of my time either reading books, watching movies. It was really interesting to research movies, research TV shows, and then get those ideas flowing in. I would immediately write. Right after watching a movie, I would be inspired and somehow would spend all my nights writing. That was most of my childhood and teenage years. When I grew up and I was in university, that's when I really realized I want to be a movie director. Then it was, how do I become a movie director in this new era of social media? I would see people blowing up on Vine. I would see people blowing up on Facebook. I don't see the industry of movie being predominant as it was before. I would basically sit back and watch these people start on social media and then go forward and in their career and start acting in movies or start directing their own small movies. And I was like, cool, that's what I want to do. Let me try some of this. I started by simply doing skits on Facebook and Instagram, but it didn't really work out. I was getting, what, like 100 views. People were like, what the hell are you doing, man? Right. And I was doing it by myself, just me and my tripod. I bought a DSLR, and I was just doing these videos, replicate what I would see online. That wasn't working out for me. So what happened, I got lucky. I had a friend who had a friend who was starting this social media production management company where he was assembling the best, the influencers with the most views within my city to then put them in the Team 10 house kind of thing and then start promoting and managing them and offering them these brand deals and stuff like that. So I was like, yo, let me get into it. First, it was to get into it. As an influencer, I can collaborate with these people and I know how to make videos, edit and all that. So let me try this out. They tried me out for a week or two and then they kind of fired me because my videos were not doing well compared to these guys, right? I was just like, fuck, man. That was really a moment where I was like, what do I do? But at the same time, I saw the opportunity of being surrounded by people who were in a better place than I was, because these people were having success on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. So I was like, there must be something these people are doing that I'm not, that I can learn from them. Instead of putting my ego into the equation, I retrieved my ego and I put myself in a position where I was like, okay, I want to succeed. I want to make this work. I told the guy, if you want to fire me, that's fine, but I could be a videographer. I do my own editing and all of that. And he was like, you're kind of right. I need someone to actually film these videos. I knew they had too many videos to edit and all of that. I can be that guy. That's when I started spending time with these influencers and started talking, taking care of their Instagram. And that's when they started to share their tricks, the things that they would do to attract audience. I started learning and learning. And from that experience, it was like a switch in my mind. I have to do this every single time that I fail. Instead of putting my ego into the equation, just learn from it. You're not good at this. It doesn't mean that you can't get good at it. It just means that there's something you don't know that other people do. I just always put myself in a position of service where you can learn something and you don't know. So I did that for a year and a half where I was behind the scenes. I had a friend who was in the fashion industry who also had a following on Instagram who got the opportunity of starting a social media agency. And he saw what I could do, and he saw that I was working with all these influencers and I was popping up pictures. I've always had this work ethic of if I do something, I need to get good at it, be the best at it. I would be active every single day and make sure that I would offer the best editing and edit every single day, edit pictures, edit videos, be active, go on shoots. So I will always be active. And he would see that. So he was like, you want to partner with me and do this social media agency for these fashion brands? Because they need content. They need people to manage their social media. We both felt like I had a knowledge that he didn't have, and he had knowledge in the fashion industry. So we teamed up on it and we formed this small social agency. It went great for a year and a half. We started traveling to New York. I'm from Montreal. So we also had clients in Toronto. We had clients in the city, and we started making content for these people, trying to manage their social media, trying to bring them sales. It was a good experience, but at a certain extent, I saw TikTok in that process. Right. And I was like, oh, look at this. There's a new social media app that's offering visibility to people for free. That's insane. Yeah, yeah. I started studying the platform. I started looking at what people were doing. I would see people just like me start with zero following and blew up the next day. And I was like, okay, this is crazy. Coming from a world of Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, where you actually have to grow your audience. I remember Instagram before TikTok was, you go into hashtags, you got to go comment on people's pictures who are active within the hashtag, you got to pay promotions. There was so much you had to do. Now, these people are offering everything everyone wants without doing all those things, just by posting content. We're going back to Facebook and YouTube back in the days where it's just like you post something, it blows up, and then your social media start. So I was like, let me offer this to the companies we're working with. But TikTok was way too new for them. So they were like, what is this? I don't know why, but I had to believe that this was it. To me, it seemed too good to be true. And from hanging out with all these influencers and being so much behind the scenes, I understood one thing is that TikTok had the only thing that people wanted, which is an organic reach. This is the only thing people want. There's no way that this is not going to be the thing in year two. Started getting denied by all the clients. When I got denied from them, I just told my friends, guys, go on TikTok and you're going to blow up. If your videos are doing good on Instagram, they're going to do 10 times better on TikTok. So I had my friends doing it and they blew up instantly. I was still doing it. I was like, okay, let me try it out. And my videos, it was 50 views, 100 views. I was like, yo, this is not for me. I'm like, yo, I must not be a guy for social media or something. Because there's so many tries. I was just like, this is impossible. This platform is giving organic reach. And I was like, my content is never good enough. So I was like, demotivated. But then I had a conversation with my partner where he was like, don't you want to make movies one day? And I was like, yeah, I want to make movies. Why don't you just do on social media what you would do if you could have money and all that to make movies? And I was like, what do you mean? The stories that you want to tell on a big screen, why don't you just tell it over there?
Right.
I was trying to do the same thing as everyone else. I was like, okay,
exactly.
Trends, this and that, let me do everything. Why don't you just do the thing that you want to do? Right? Just show it there and let people decide.
It's crazy because people can see non-authenticity. So you trying to jump in on all these trends and do anything, people are like, they can almost feel it. What's this guy doing?
Yeah. It's not you. It was this moment where I was just like, okay, I was going through TikTok and I saw this audio from the ending of The Lion King. And I was like, instead of thinking about it as a TikTok, let me think about it as if I was filming something for a TV show. Let me think about it differently this time. Mm-hmm. So I took the audio and then I started filming this story about a little brother getting the chancla from the mom and the big brother coming in to save him. Like, no, don't do it. Let me just do it and translate it into a TikTok. And I did it. And that was my first viral video with 1.2 million views. Yeah. That was the first experience I ever got with virality, man. It was crazy. It was like, wow, finally, we got to this moment. The rest just kept working and working and working.
What I took away from that whole thing, you had the opportunity to get in there with these viral guys to be a content creator, but you failed. They were like, man, you're not good enough. You suck. You're fired. And you were like, damn. But I love how you said you let your ego go. You said, what value can I bring right now? You don't think I'm good enough here? Let me try to be good enough with editing and the behind the scenes. It was like an internship in a way. You were able to learn from these guys to see what was working, what's not, had a chance to talk to them and learn. So when you finally came to social media and had the opportunity to be a content creator yourself, that experience led you to understand things. I love that you failed when you came to TikTok. I love that story. So many people fail because of that exact same reason. They're seeing what people are seeing and thinking that they have to conform to that. And on TikTok, it's not about that. The people who are creative in the passions that they love, that's when things start popping off for people. Like anybody I talked to, when they finally just let go and said, you know what, I'm going to make content I want to make, that's when things happen. Your content has evolved as well. I'm sure from your early days, you've just gotten better and better and better. And now your content looks like movie quality.
I always hit those plateaus. I do something and at some point I want to evolve. I'm forever an evolving person. I cannot look at myself and be like, yeah, I'm doing the same thing a year ago. I don't know what is the process in my mind. What is the chemicals that make it that way? But I cannot stand looking at something. And then 1 month later and I feel I'm at the same spot. It doesn't sit right with me. When I started, it was just me with my camera and my tripod. I had a lamp to light myself up. Let me just do this as low budget as possible because I only have myself. Because I was just like, you know what? Let me just do this. The content that I was bringing was super, super new. It all came from my mind. It was something that people would replicate themselves. It became a trend when I started where people would actually pick the stories and make them themselves. And I was just like, whoa, that's crazy. How the hell do you create a trend? I have no clue, but it was just happening. There must be something in what I write that resonates with people. I started from there, but then eventually I just started thinking like, how do I bring this to the next level? How do I bring more to the people? And I started contacting more of my friends and then we started filming ourselves with our phone. Now we're at this point, okay, let's make movies. It's also finding that balance because we're still in a different platform. I still try to think about it as if I want to make movies, but this is not Netflix. People are not here to watch a Netflix show. This is TikTok. I still have to find that balance where I want to brand myself as a movie director, but I also have to think about what is it that people want to watch on TikTok? If there's a movie on TikTok, how should I format it so it actually has a successful amount of views? There's a huge process behind it, but I personally love it because it's how I think you can become a better person. You have your ups and downs. There's not one time where I was actually comfortable. And that's the thing that I love the most because I always try to put the challenge to myself. I've seen a lot of people doing the same thing over and over again. They're hyped for like a month or two, and then you never see them again. That's the thing that I wanted to avoid from the start where I was like, listen, I'm not a trend. My numbers have always been like this. Why? Because I come up with something and then I try something new. Then I come up with something, then I try something new. I always tell people, that's why on Clubhouse, I always tell people I'm still very early on my journey. I started doing this 5 years ago. I look at how much time it takes to people to actually blow up. A lot of people are talking about 10 years. I'm just at year five. I'm not in a rush to be the next big thing. I'm just in the process and I just want to make sure that whatever I do, if I keep telling stories in 15, 20 years, I make sure that I'm the best storyteller of all time. And I do it at my rhythm. I don't have to do it at anyone's rhythm.
People can relate to it because for one, you said you started with nothing. You had a lamp for your lighting. You have to start somewhere. Everybody thinks that they have to have all, if I'm going to be a storyteller and make cinematic movies, I have to have all this equipment. So then they don't do it because they don't have it. But you didn't. You were like, I'm going to make it work with what I have. That's how you start learning and start processing things. How can I get better? And then constantly improve yourself. I love what you said too about your content. People who claim that they have solid numbers all the time, they're not humbling. Let's be real. Every good content creator is going to have their moments. Those that aren't reaching higher levels is because they're not trying new things. I love that you're constantly trying new things. Like, and any entrepreneur will tell you, you have to try new things. Like, you have to keep 80%, 20%. 20% of your time should be focused on trying new things and evolving it because you never know the opportunity. So I love that you've talked to your friends. You're like, hey, let's make movies. The people that are in your videos now, I see a couple of the same faces. Your friends that have decided to come with you on this journey?
Exactly. So I have my boy, Eggsy. He's basically the guy behind the camera. He's my best friend since high school. When we were in high school, he's always been more of a book smart type of guy. So while I was on the journey of working with influencers and starting these businesses, he was at school doing his thing, graduating from communications. He graduated last year. And ever since he graduated, he was just like, I want to do something meaningful. And I just told him like, yo, listen, man, I have this platform. At the time, I had 800,000 followers. TikTok is one platform. I want to grow to not simply be Goody from TikTok, but simply be Goody the storyteller, no matter where you go. I knew for a fact my goals is clear and I know exactly where I'm heading. I know that I can't do that by myself. So I told him like, listen, man, if you want to do movies, if you feel like you have a need to tell stories, just do this with me. We'll do this together. Yeah. You don't have to be in front of the camera. We'll make sure we respect your privacy. You don't have to make a socials. He has the need to tell the stories, but he doesn't want to be recognized. It's why we get along so well, because we care so much more about the work than the recognition. And throwing ideas and be like, this idea sucks, or your idea sucks. All these moments that we get, that's the fun part for me. Then we got this new actress. Her name is Arena, who's just a young actress who my friend knew. And he's like, yo, there's this girl who wants to start social media, but she doesn't know how. And she wants to do acting too. Now we're just getting started all together. I think it's 4 or 5 videos together so far. She's a blessing, man. I wasn't expecting to get anyone else on the team. I'm really excited to see where the team's going to go right now. I'm really excited for this new phase into my TikTok career.
Do you have a background in movies and production? Did you go to school for that stuff?
I went to college in film studies. Didn't get my bachelor's because that's when I got the opportunity about the social media agency. And I had to make a choice. And I was just like, you know what? I've seen what university can offer me. And I didn't want to pay more. Okay, but I don't need this. I'm never going to use this in my life. Went out, started doing the social media agency. This is what I tell every single person. What should I do in university? If you're thinking about doing something creative and you're paying for it, just like Gary Vee says it, you're not going to find exactly what you need. You really need to get out there and do it. You can't teach creativity. You can't teach the hustle behind it. You got to be passionate and you got to love it. Man. You got to really like, at times for me, it's an obsession. I got to make content. If you want to work within a production, like a cameraman or do the lighting or something, then you might find what you need in university. But if you really want to make a brand out of yourself and tell these stories, you just do it on social media, man. There's so many examples of people that have done it.
If Gary Vee was to sit in front of you and you would have asked him then, hey, Gary Vee, I want to go finish my bachelor's, or I have this opportunity to work in this social agency and learn, he would have been like, dude, what the hell? You better go that way because you're going to learn way more there than you would ever learn in university, just learning bullshit thing that the society thinks that you should know versus like being hands-on, getting dirty with it, learning all these things. So I think that's so cool that you don't have this extensive background in film. It was just your passion, right?
No. Well, even when I was in college, this is the reason why I stayed in the program is because everything we would do all day is watch movies and discuss them in class, which was like, for me, was the second best thing of my day because I was like, yes, I get to watch movies and talk about them. That's exactly what I like to do. But then I realized that my time would be much better invested if I was making the movies than just discussing them.
You know, it doesn't cost anything to watch these and talk it with my friend. What am I paying for, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I don't know if people understand how good your stuff is. You want to give a little background of what this video is?
So the last video I did was about toxic relationships.
Yes.
Every video that I do has to come from a moment or an instant in my life where I felt something I would say 70% of my videos have to be moments that I've been through. That's when my writing is at my best. And not only at my best, but I would say just that's when people actually relate the most is when my writing is super personal. For this one, I was in a toxic relationship at some point in my life. And I was just thinking, how did that feel? How did that feel to me? I was navigating those thoughts. I thought about being in a toxic relationship is like being on a leash and having that person taking control of the leash and you abandoning yourself to that person. Because for most of the times when we're in a toxic relationship, we know we're in a toxic relationship, but we just can't seem to leave it. We just seem to like, no, I'm too attached to this person, whatever reason, love or responsibilities. So I simply wanted to demonstrate that the video feels very intense to a certain extent where you're watching all these scenes from this girl's perspective who's like attached to the leash. That's exactly where we wanted to go, but it was really much more of an experiment. So we had a lot of fun doing it.
It is relatable. There's a lot of people that are going to be watching this and even listening on the podcast that have been in a toxic relationship and know exactly what that leash feels like. And in the end of the video, when she breaks free, you can see the relief. You feel so good. You're finally, you're done. You know, and you can take it. You did that really well. So I have the video here. Let's go ahead and play it. And then so everyone can see it. So here we go. Super powerful, bro. So that gets you in the feels, man. That was 1 minute. The story you could tell within that 1 minute is just crazy. You probably have noticed the changes in the way people are viewing things now. We want faster content. So you're able to now be a leader in the short form space and show a story like that. And people are like, I don't have enough time. Are you kidding? Look at this video that you just did. 1 minute.
That 1 minute video was innovative until I went on Clubhouse. I randomly jumped into a filmmaking group with filmmakers who did short films for festivals and I wanted to make sure people understood who I was. Even though I was on TikTok, I didn't want them to have the typical stereotype where I was a dancer or something. So I made sure I had a storyteller / movie director. They saw that and they got curious. They put me on stage. One of the people in the group was like, yo, this is exactly what I'm trying to teach young people in my class. You can actually make a 1 minute video without any budget. I guess what I'm doing makes sense. When you have an idea and you go for it and you're the only one that believes in it, you're like, okay, yeah, I believe in this. But when someone else confirms it, it feels different. Oh, okay, I was doing the right thing.
I love that you're getting really good at that, because some people might have a hard time with the short form style and be like, how do I even approach this? I'd love to ask you too about your experiences for people that are listening that might be wanting to get in the space of TikTok. And so speak from a creator standpoint on people who are looking to come to TikTok. What would be a tip to give them?
Just be yourself, man. Whatever is it that you do, bring it to the platform. Don't try to be something you're not. Don't try to adapt yourself to the platform. The only thing you have to adapt on TikTok is the way you portray your skill, the format of the video that you have to adapt. But yourself, never adapt yourself to the platform. Be yourself. Bring your skill, bring your knowledge, bring the value that you know into the platform. It's 100% for sure that if you're good enough and if you know how to perform in your craft and you're able to showcase on the platform, people are going to reward you.
Like you said, it doesn't matter what your profession is. If you're an accountant, there's skills that you know within your job that you can teach others that want to learn. There's tips and tricks. Everybody has something that they can give. We've all lived our own life differently, even if we've had similar experiences. Like being in a toxic relationship is relatable to the audience for so many people, but we have our own story to share within that toxic relationship.
Exactly.
Right? And that's with everything in life. So share those experiences with people. The more vulnerable you get, I found, the more people relate, because it gives them the inspiration to do it themselves. The people that are getting the most views and more followers is because they're taking that risk and being a leader in the space to say, I'm going to be vulnerable and share who I am. Yeah. So if you want to be that, you just got to let go with it and just be you, like you said.
The way you just said it just reminded me, like, my most viral video came from the most random feeling I ever got into my life. We're coming back from school. I remember my mom was a stay-at-home mother. And one day I came back from school and I remember my mom, I don't know for which reason, she had passed me her cell phone, and I had her phone the whole day. That's how she communicates with her family back home and stuff like that. Also that day, there was no internet at home. I came back home and I just see my mom just folding her clothes and me realizing, damn, this person had no one to talk with the whole day. You know what I'm saying? Right. That moment hit me. And I will always remember that moment, because I was like, damn, like, I should really go talk to my mother. She spent the whole day by herself. And I simply portrayed that into a TikTok. And that's like, it's so random, but just a thought that I had. And I was like, okay, how do I show this on TikTok? And till this day, that video is still getting views. I'm just amazed about how vulnerable I was at that moment. I was like, okay, right, let me showcase this. This is my reality. Here it is. What do you think about this? Wow. And people really connect to it. There's something within humans, we mostly lived through the same thing. It's just we don't perceive them the same way. Even this moment that we're both going through right now, I might not perceive this interview the same way you will perceive. If someone asked me about this interview, my words will be different than yours. They might mean the same thing, but we will describe it differently. That's the most important thing as a creator, where it's like, I always tell my friends, like, everything has been done. Everything, no matter what you think about, it has been done. So I don't care how creative you think you are. You're never going to be creative enough. Your goal is for people to understand you. That's really the goal. Yeah. How do I bring this into someone's life and make them understand my point of view? So that's basically my thought for everything that I do, man. How do I communicate this so people are able to relate to it?
I love that, because I tell people this all the time. They say, oh, well, I want to make this style of content, but I see these three creators that have millions of followers that are making that already. I'm like, look, that's fine. Who gives a shit? Me and you could go in a room and we could say the exact same word for word. We could have a script and half the room is going to resonate with me. Half's going to resonate with you, even though we said the exact same damn thing. I always tell people, you've only lived your life the way you have. Nobody has experienced your own life. Even if it's similar experiences, you have a story to tell. You might be in a niche that's saturated. When we follow people within that entire niche space. We don't just pick one person from it. Like, oh, Gary Vee talks business. I'm only following him. I can't follow anybody else, even though they're great creators. No, you're going to follow them all, right? You're going to learn from them all.
That's it.
There's room for everybody to be there. That's one thing I love about you. I know that you're going to grow, is just your humbleness, your mentality of just being real, being grounded on this planet and understanding you have goals and you're going to fail along the way, but you don't care. You're like, let's go. Yeah, I really respect you, man. And I really look up to you, and just
thank you, man.
Really grateful that you're on my show to be able to teach this to people, because that's really exciting. Lastly, I'd love to ask before we wrap this up is, do you have anything in store that you're coming up with? What can we expect?
For the first time, I'm going to start my merch, the Supernova merch. It's still in the works, because I took this whole year to understand the market. I saw a lot of people dropping merch and I was like, okay, I was much more observant in that part than anything else. So I was like, looking at what was happening in that industry, it's really saturated right now. I really took my time. I released a brand, which is the Kill Your Pride brand, that I released as a brand, not as a merch. Released that on the side. During that time, I got a lot of information according to brand, clothing, what people are into, and my personal merch. Supernova is much more of a movement than anything else. So throughout this whole year, I had a lot of problems with my mental health. I went through a breakup, financial problems with my parents and all this stuff. And I shared it with my followers. I think I've been through a lot this year, and I want to showcase the mentality of never giving up and being the light in a world of darkness, which is what a supernova is. A supernova basically is this explosion of a star that creates the brightest light in the universe. So that was the mentality behind it. I want everyone who wears this brand, if you're in a world of darkness, just be that the light that people need. I want to release that as soon as possible, but there's still a lot of work to be done, but you guys will see it soon for sure.
That's really exciting. You have to let me know when that drops, because I'm definitely going to be a big supporter. I will buy some of your merch for sure, man.
Thank you.
I love to give back and support people that are in the space that are working really hard, because a lot of people don't give enough credit to these creators. They just see them and they just think, oh yeah, another big influence or whatever. But that takes a lot of work, and it shows you're just putting all this passion in, and I love it. And I want to give back to as many creators as possible. Do you have any specific people that you would love to collaborate from TikTok that?
Oh my goodness. I don't spend as much time as I should on the For You page. That's the thing.
Yeah.
There's these two guys.
Gilmore Brothers?
Gilmore Brothers. I love them, bro. They were the ones to bring the cinematic stuff into TikTok first.
I remember the Mafia series.
I was such a fan of that series. So I love them. They're great. I love also the people who are not in the cinematic space. Bella Porch, the Charlie D'Amelio's, Addison Rae, like the guys from the Sway House. I know for a fact, no matter what, I know how much work is being put behind the cameras, no matter what happens,
exactly.
No matter what exactly. People say. And I know it's really hard to be so young and having all that attention. Yo, I would love to collaborate with these people and put them in a story. It'll be super dope. I know for a fact the fans would love it. It would be unexpected, and that's the part that I love the most, having this unexpected collaboration. Yeah. People.
I'm going to do my best to try to connect as many things as you can. If anybody's listening that has any connections, first of all, look at Goody's work. See how dope his stuff is. Whoever is watching, if I was any of these creators, I would want to get in some of your stuff, because you just portray it in such a good way. And it is fire. It's a masterpiece, man. It's not like it's shit work or whatever. It's like top notch. Right?
Thank you, man. Thank you.
These people, I think they would respect it. And maybe they just haven't seen it yet, or maybe they don't know that you want to collaborate. So this is a great opportunity that you've said this, that we can share it and see who's down and who wants to be involved. I'm so grateful that you were able to jump on with me today to hear your story, to hear the failures and where you've been and what can we expect from you with your merch line and the Supernova. I'm a huge fan. I'm a big supporter. Hopefully one day we'll be able to connect in person.
I would love it.
That's super cool. Any last words that you want to leave on this live today?
Be different and be yourself. That's it.
As simple as that, that's the truth, man. So yeah, thank you guys for tuning into the Biz Talk show. Thank you again, everybody, for your time. And Goody, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, bro. It was a pleasure being here. Thanks so much for the invitation, man.
Love this episode of Biz Talk? Let us know with a review. Also, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Follow us on TikTok at BizTalker. Don't just be a TikToker, but become the next Biz Talker.